Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And we head into hour number two of Gwen and Chris for this Tuesday. Welcome back to it. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. We got our Daily Gambit coming up here shortly. Evidently, everybody's already 0-1 in the Daily Gambit picks today.
Oh, yeah.
Because they selected Tony at minus, what was it, 1,500 to win the...
It
was Fantabulous Sports Game Show, but
and
that didn't happen
Wiz.
Today.
So congratulations on pulling the upset on the Fantabulous Game Show. If I was betting money, I would have bet money on Tony and lost, since Tony is normally minus 150 to win.
Yes,
I would say he's like minus
probably
200, 250.
Potentially a little
300.
For sure.
Tony says keep going.
But today it was
baseball categories especially.
Yes.
Yeah, but Scraby got one today. We'll have another Fantabulous next week. Rob Arich, Aztec defensive coordinator, coming on at 3:40 this afternoon. We'll talk some San Diego State football. They are back at it Saturday at Fresno State. Aztecs have been tabbed an early 3.5-point favorite, by the way, for that one. And basketball, Jeremiah Oden, the Aztecs' new power forward, transferring in from Wyoming, probably longing for the days of Laramie. We'll have to ask him about that. He comes on in the 4 o'clock hour today.
Can I hop in here real quick?
Of course.
I don't know if you guys saw... my favorite, not you guys' favorite, Russell Wilson. Did you see him clap back at Mr. Sean Payton? Finally said something.
No, what
did
he
say? See this? So apparently Denver Broncos coach Sean Payton was hoping to face former quarterback Russell Wilson when they faced the New York Giants this past Sunday, and he got rookie Jackson Dart instead. That caught Wilson's attention. Apparently Sean Payton said this out loud, that he was hoping to face him.
Oh.
Classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media.
Good. Fair. Nothing wrong. I mean,
I did not expect that.
That deserves to follow Sean Payton forever, honestly.
And Netflix made a movie like about his year off and coaching kids and made it seem like it was this great thing. But no, he was a. He said to go after people's heads.
Was it. Was what Sean Payton did with that bounty gate, which it was, that's bad.
Yeah.
Honestly, honestly to injure other athletes. Was that any worse, or was it worse than what, Gruden was basically booted for? Now, his was a racially, right, tinged rant that was picked up without his knowledge.
Right. It kind of
something
got,
he said
it got
behind the scenes
the
that got out.
Lawsuit
right.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did get drawn into that, and his emails were, like, subpoenaed,
right.
And then it found out a whole bunch more.
So that was the end for Gruden. But, I mean, I asked you guys yesterday, I mean, if you thought, you know, the Dolphins could bring in John Gruden at this point, and would the backlash be insurmountable?
No.
I don't know that it would be now that, you know, you bring this up about Sean Payton. I mean, somehow that survived.
Yeah.
And he's also not – he hasn't just survived that. He's basically being back to genius status now. You know, that he's got the Broncos
You're
at
right.
5-2.
You're right.
So we'll see what happens. I honestly, I think I'd have to make that deal. Because I certainly don't agree with anything Gruden said.
I mean, listen,
of course.
I think, I don't think it'll be forgotten. In a moment like this, someone can bring it back up, and it, as you said, right. would be fair game. But,
I but if the Dolphins are in such a desperate situation right now, you'd almost have to Gruden.
I wonder if the NFL would.
That's what I'm saying. Would they even clap back on it?
Well, no, I'm saying I wonder if they would want him to drop the lawsuit that he's involved in if he wants to get back in the league.
Brian Flores still coach while
he was suing, Flores
right?
is still
That's
coaching.
True. That's
He's
true.
Suing. Yeah, Dolphins love coaches that sue the league. So I don't see any problem with that. All right,
although Flores didn't sue until after.
Right. All right. We did have NFL last night. I think we've talked about it much, but we will recap those two games in today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly.
Real quick. As Scraby goes through the results of these, I want everybody to pay close attention
today. Okay. Real quick, remember Bill Belichick was the one who tipped off Brian Flores to everything because Bill congratulated Brian Flores over a text remembered, I texted the wrong Brian. Yes. I meant to text Dable.
Right. I forgot about
that. Yeah, that's how Brian Flores figured
that
out.
That's how that began.
All right, Blue Jays -1.5 last night against the Mariners. You guys chose Seattle. I chose Toronto.
What do you think Bill's initial reaction thought was after he realized?
I don't know, because I've texted the wrong person before, and it's heart dropping.
Probably something to do with like, Jordan's going to be mad at me.
Blue Jays win 4-3. You guys win the bet. Over under 7.5 runs in the game. Chris and Tony went under. I went over. They combined for 7. Just Justin Bieber. I did it now. Chris did it the other day. Now I did it. Shane Bieber. Most Ks between he and George Kirby, but Shane Bieber was -1. He ended up with 5, minus that one. So he had 4, and Kirby had 3. Chris and I chose Bieber. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say.
What?
I don't know.
My brain just
malfunctioned. I don't know what happened. Total bases in the game. Vlad Jr. Who had more? Vlad Jr. or the Dumper? Tony and I went with Vlad. Chris went with Dumper. Dumper had a homer, so 4 bases to 1 base. So Chris wins that one. Lions -5.5 over the Bucks. We all chose Lions. Lions win 24-9. We all win that bet.
Do you want to do a little update on my record at this point?
Yeah. He's undefeated, right?
5-0. Go ahead.
I've got 1 loss, right? I believe at this point.
Yes.
Okay.
Over under 54.5 total points in this game. You guys went under. I went over. It was only 33 points. Then Seahawks, Texans. Seahawks -3. We all went Seahawks. Seahawks won by 8.
What does that make me? 7-0. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Keep it going, buddy.
I have like a record for 2 weeks standing. Hey, it's one day.
Keep it going, buddy.
More receiving yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown or JSN. You guys chose JSN. It was JSN. He had 123. And then finally, Carolina at Las Vegas.
Dang it.
-1.5. Chris went Vegas. Tony and I went Canes. And Vegas won 4-1.
Final record?
9-0.
Yeah. The thing is Scraby thinks that this is like we're not paying attention to him. Yeah. No, you did great the last 2 weeks. Yeah, you got credit for it.
Yeah.
I did good last night. I
want some credit,
taking
buddy.
Some credit for it.
Get some credit. Get
Let's
some
all
credit,
put a couple
buddy.
Days together and then we'll
oh,
talk.
Oh, listen uh-huh. to you.
All right, really, the honestly.
Notoriously bad better over here.
I'm not even trying for any angle here, but you go 9-0 on picking against the spread? That's ridiculous. I wish I really, had the guts to bet on some of that. I don't know what it would have paid out. Here we go tonight. The NBA season debuts. And the defending chumps, OKC, at home.
Defending chumps?
Yes, 6.5 over Houston. I'll start with me today, since I had a good night last night. I will take Houston, +6.5. Teams notoriously struggle on the night they raise the banner. I don't know why, but it seems to be the case. Tony? How about you? Thunder, yeah, minus 6.5.
Give me Houston.
Houston as Houston. Well. All right. It's great.
I'll go Houston.
All going Houston.
Houston, huh?
Golden State Warriors, Los Angeles Lakers. I believe there's an NBA bylaw out that says these teams have to open the season against each other.
The Lakers are definitely in the bylaw. I don't know about Golden State. But
doesn't it seem like they always play the Golden State the first game? Tony, you're up. I'm sure you're going to take the Lakers at home.
You know what it is.
You're getting 2.5 points. The Warriors are actually favored here. Scraby. Warriors minus 2.5 on the road with obviously LeBron out. Probably why this spread is what it is.
I will give it to him. Sciatica is very painful. It's also like an older person injury.
He's an older person.
Not that old anymore, man. No sciaticas can get you.
Yeah, I can. I'm going to go with the Warriors.
GSW. I'm going to take the Lakers. Feel like Austin Reeves going to come up big tonight, and Luka. Is it the new and improved in shape Luka? I haven't really seen him yet.
I don't
heard about
it. New and improved, but it's the in shape
Luka. We'll see. 226 and a half points for this game. 226.5 over under. Scraby. Warriors Lakers. You're looking at 114-113.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's tough in the first game of the season.
Begin to think. I'm going to go under just because they're rusty.
Good answer.
Yeah, under sounds good. 226.5. That's a high scoring game for the first game.
For the first one, under.
Tony, under there. All right, we have two different games, but it's SGA, Shea Gilgeous Alexander, minus 1 point. Versus Luka Doncic. Is it
Doncic?
Is it Doncic or
it's Doncic?
Doncic. SGA minus 1. I'll take SGA, leading scorer in the league. Luka was second though, wasn't he? Tony, Luka. Luka getting a point. Scrape.
I'll go Luka as well.
Luka. Steph Curry 4.5 3 pointers in the season opener. Tony, 4.5 over under.
Over
for Steph.
3-pointers made or 3-pointers attempted?
Made. Oh, yeah, no made.
He's definitely, attempted.
He tries 4.5 before he gets out of the warm-ups.
Steph's just going to throw it up tonight. Over.
Over. All right, I'll go under. Been riding a hot streak. Who knows? One more in this game. Luka, 47.5. Points plus rebounds plus assists. 48.5 Scraby. 47.5 Scraby.
Over. Luka seems like he is a triple-double flirting machine.
I would think he is. I mean, pretty much everything runs through him, doesn't it? Now that LeBron's not there.
Tony's doing his Euro steps over here.
We're going all over.
I love how your camera moves with you.
Tony, you're a good NBA historian. Who's the first Euro step guy? Would it be the Spurs guy?
Ricky Rubio?
No, I'm talking about Manu Ginobili. Yeah, was he the first Euro stepper?
No, he wasn't. Elgin Baylor was Euro stepping.
Elgin Baylor before Europe was even a country.
Back in the day. Elgin Baylor, go look at some film. Actually, Kobe pointed this out in one
of his... Did he really? I never saw that.
In one of his details he was talking about.
And he got away with it? Like, the refs were with it?
They saw it as two steps.
All right. Elgin, good for him. All right.
Wait, did you guys bet on this?
We all took over, Luka there. Win college football tonight. We have, I'm not sure what conference. Scraby can look this up. Kennesaw State Owls, minus 3. Against Florida International. At Florida International. So the Owls are going to try and win on the road. They're not going to do it. FIU plus 3 for me. Tony. Don't know much about these squads, of course.
I don't either. FIU.
FIU. Scrape, you want a contrarian one?
I'm trying to figure out what kind of Asian we're watching tonight, but it looks like
Sunbelt Asian, maybe.
No, it looks
it's
like
not Sunbelt
FCS Indepatian.
No. This is Division One. Kennesaw State, what? Florida International.
Oh, there it is. The Atlantic Sun Conference.
No. You're
tonight.
Looking in basketball. Wrong deal.
It says Owls football right here.
No, you're not looking in the right place. I'm not trying to get you here, but go to the Division I football standings.
I'm looking at the football. Oh, I didn't go to the standings. I'm on their Wikipedia page.
With, Kennesaw State. This is taking some work, I will tell you, to
Big
find
South?
This for everybody. Conference USAtian. Kennesaw State Owls are 2-0. FIU is 1-1. This is Conference USAtian. Go ahead, Scrape.
Kennesaw's, after all of that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm going to go with the Owls.
Kennesaw State. All right. One more. Hockey. Ducks are at Nashville tonight. Kings are at St. Louis.
You know what I'm
Which
doing.
Team scores more? Tony? Gonna jinx the Kings
the
again?
The opposite team of the Kings.
Oh, you're going Ducks.
Yeah.
Okay. Ducks score more. Scraby?
Kings.
Kings. I saw the Blues give up 8 in a game last week, so I'll take the Kings.
Yeah, Conference here. USAtian, for sure.
It is Conference USAtian tonight. Yeah. Kennesaw State, the Owls. All right.
Wow. I just knew none of those teams were in the Conference USA. That is crazy.
No. Yeah, there's Delaware's in there now. And Sam Houston, and they got some big name teams there, I'll tell you. All right.
teams there.
There's is one. Since we're on Conference USAtian, I wanted to put this note in. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was very cool. I know we got a good break. But UAB football fired Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, I did see this.
And they brought in, as an interim, I don't know his first name, but Chris Mortensen's son. You know, Mortensen, the great ESPN guy. And they were 30 or something point underdogs. And he won.
He won his first
game.
That was
awesome.
Yeah.
And people were kind of saluting that on Twitter all weekend. So good for him. All right, we got to take a break. Gwen and Chris after traffic returns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
What happened there? Did Tony's microphone come apart?
The back end came out.
Aha.
And I wasn't paying attention to where it came from, so I couldn't figure it out. But Scraby helped the boy out. Before we get into our regular topics, we were kind of going back and forth on whether we should talk about this story or not, in part because there was a lot of information coming out. Well, there seems to be enough now, I think, for us to actually talk about it. Doug Martin, former Tampa Bay Buck, for a lot of y'all, a fantasy really
stud.
Good stud, yeah. Passed away yesterday, or excuse me, might have been the day before that.
Sunday,
the night before that. Yeah. And we kind of came in yesterday during the show, but there was like more information you could tell was still developing, and it sounds like police were called into what was reported as a possible burglary. They encountered Doug Martin. He's having some type of medical episode. They tried to detain him, and there was some type of altercation that took place as they were trying to detain him. It sounds like he went into cardiac arrest and eventually would pass away. And so this
imagine story- being the police officer or officers trying to detain. We don't know what happened yet. Totally. No. But you're trying to detain a guy and he's resisting. So you're obviously going to be applying some sort of force, right? I would think, to try to get the situation under control. And then he goes into cardiac arrest and he dies.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go that far because we don't even know
if that's what happened, 100%. Exactly happened. But that's kind of the way it's being read at the moment. I don't know. It's an awful story. It's 36 years old.
Yeah.
It's far too early anyone to leave us. I'm thinking of the police, though, who were there. We don't know what happened, so it's too much. But I just imagine being in a situation where trying to help or do something that's your job and something like this happens. You're just going to stay with you forever.
Yeah. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plate with the six buck IHOP value menu, available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. So don't get your fillings all bent out of shape if the location you end up going to is a dollar more. It's normal. Scraby also hit on this a little bit earlier, and we needed to give some context because as Scraby was explaining it, it was from Russell Westbrook. It actually comes from a story written about LeBron, the highs and lows of LeBron, being LeBron James' teammate. The NBA writer Yaron Weitzman, the book is called A Hollywood Ending, The Dreams and Drama of LeBron Lakers, documents the various stages of James's tenure in Los Angeles. One of its topics include Westbrook's short time with the Lakers from 2021 through 2023. In an excerpt published by The Ringer on Monday, Weitzman writes about the nine-time All-Star's frustration with James and his perceived fake habits. This, in Westbrook's view, was who LeBron was, and he was done putting up with it. And they highlight a specific...
It's according to the book, not according to Westbrook,
Right. This is according to the book, not of Westbrook.
Westbrook isn't saying, I was sick of it.
Right. This is kind of the interpretation of the writer.
Okay.
They highlight this one incident in which... Will Smith was brought in for some type of kind of get together for the Lakers. I think it's also important to kind of paint a picture. Publicly, whenever LeBron was asked about Russ at that time, he would say something along the lines of, let Russ be Russ. And you can start to tell like that was kind of irritating.
That was the go-to for LeBron.
Right. It was kind of irritating to Russ because it was pushing a narrative that I don't think Russ was cool with.
And I believe that when LeBron started to say that, my guess is LeBron thought that was just a good way to kind of deflect it. But after a while, I bet you Westbrook thought, this is kind of serving as a bit of a put down on me.
Not only
like,
that.
Like, let me be me is kind of like his way of saying, I don't even want to really discuss it.
Right. And not only that, I think the actions behind the scenes weren't matching up with let Russ be Russ. Yeah. It says it reached a breaking point for Westbrook early in 2022-23. Los Angeles was off to an 0-3 start, and the team had gathered for a film session. General Manager Rob Pelinka informed the group that actor Will Smith would be visiting practice facility as a special guest when the session ended. Pelinka was set to bring Smith up to meet the players. James reportedly said, y'all got this, and walked out the back door. Anthony Davis soon followed right after him. The team was taken aback, and Westbrook asked if they were all leaving. Guard Patrick Beverley, remember he was there for a quick second, insisted the rest of the team had to stay and begin, and they began arguing. Westbrook wondered why Davis and James were exempt from the visit. Head coach Darvin Ham eventually left the room and came back with James and Davis. When Smith arrived, James asked numerous questions about his new movie. The actor's visit is documented with a photo posted on Lakers social media in which James is smiling and Westbrook is not. Yeah. It's that fake bleep, Westbrook later told a teammate, according to Weitzman. I just can't do it.
This is what I have to say to Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, Scraby, here's my thing. I am a little bit hesitant to do this in Tony's presence, because Tony is such a LeBron fan, and there's a lot of reasons you can be a LeBron fan. He's got to be one of the greatest players who ever played. But there's a lot of crazy things that are starting to make me wonder. I got to be honest with you, Tony. I know I'm not. I feel like I'm going a little Scraby, rogue Scraby here.
Come on and join me over
here.
Yeah,
I know you don't like him, but I'm not ready to say I don't like him. But I mean, the whole thing with the second decision thing bothered me to a certain extent, and now I don't know. Maybe this just goes with the territory with a player of his nature being that great.
I think it does.
Because Jordan got the same kind of stuff, too, and I get it.
Because
he's going to be at the focal point of everything that happens because of who he is.
As much as I like LeBron, it doesn't mean that this stuff can't necessarily happen.
Right.
Like, I enjoy what he does on the court. I think he's a great role model for young kids out there, but I don't necessarily, those things can be true, and you can also not have been a good teammate at one point or have had some moments like this. Those things can all be true. So I'm not putting it past LeBron to have had, because I'll be honest, when Russ was there, it never really seemed like they meshed well,
yeah.
Right? They just kind of, and it was always left in this kind of like very general kind of way when he talked about Russ, I get it, they weren't leaving, and I thought Westbrook, to go on with that story, Westbrook was later traded to the Jazz just 4 months later in
was
February.
He on the Jazz?
Know that he actually played a game there. He was
okay.
Traded.
All right.
That trade ended a turbulent stint with the Lakers. His relationship with James has reportedly never recovered, as he admitted in 2025. Earlier this year, he was asked after the game a reporter asked Russell Westbrook if he gave LeBron James any tips for the Met Gala, and he said, "I haven't talked to Bron in I don't know how long." So, I mean, it's clear that either they just never talked that much, or something happened in that time frame there. Whether it goes down exactly as Mr. Weitzman says it does, I think we'll leave that up for everybody else to kind of figure out.
I already figured it out.
I'm going to say most books are, there's some clickbait has to be in the book to get people to buy it.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get to break.
With a grain of salt.
Defensive coordinator Rob Orrich joins us next. Get to talk a little bit Aztecs as they return back from their bye week. Is it Fresno State this week?
Yep.
Yeah.
At Fresno.
Rivalry game, if you will.
Oh, is the oil can still being kicked around?
It still is indeed. We'll get to break. Talk to Mastic, bet football on the other side.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:38 is the time. All guests on the 97.3 The Fan Hotline. Join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. That interview with Rob Orrich, San Diego State's defensive coordinator, coming up shortly. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, they help good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. They've been doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Rob Orrich, shortly, Aztecs at Fresno State Saturday. Aztecs have been tabbed an early 3.5-point favorite. And yes, Tony Gwynn Jr. and others, your eyes did not deceive you. That was San Diego State's football team getting votes in the top 25 rankings this week. I love to see that. 5-1, but now, this is kind of, I love the way it is in college football in this sense. Every time you win one game, the next game, there's more on the table.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like you're putting a little more money
more
into the pot.
More chips are put into the middle.
Yep. I mean, this game against Fresno means more than the last one. And if you win that, then the stakes will be higher the next time. But, you know, that's what, rather be there than playing out the string. And Rob Orrich's defense, by the way, look this up, Tony, while we were in the break. 73 points allowed this year. Third fewest in all of college football.
Yeah.
That's they're not bad.
Their defense is averaging 12 points.
12 points a game. That is fifth best in terms of that. They're 10th in yardage. So they're a top 10 defense in all of college football. They've got two shutouts. We know that. And they're going to get a good test here, I'm sure, from Fresno State on Saturday. That is a 12:30 start, by the way, for those of you want to tune in or check it out Saturday afternoon on, I believe it's an FS1 vehicle.
Love it.
All right. Let's take our check of traffic, and then Mr. Orich is standing by.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let's go out to our hotline, David P. Shapiro fan hotline, and we are all becoming fan. Well, Tony and I have been we're Aztecs for life, so you didn't have to convince us, but the bandwagon is taking on members, and that's because San Diego State's football team is playing great. Defensive coordinator Rob Orich, nice enough to spend a little time with us on this Tuesday. Rob, how are you today? Welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for having me. I'm doing well, man. Good to be on the phone with you.
And, yeah, we're really excited. Before we get to the football team, Rob Orich, folks, is from Bemidji, Minnesota.
And inaccurate.
Sorry?
That is inaccurate. That's not our website.
Oh, I got to get on Jamie McGonaghy's case for that.
I know. We got to get on Jamie's in front of me right now. He's red with embarrassment.
Yeah, his face is going to be really bad. Well, all right, let's just cover the Minnesota Duluth, Bemidji State, Idaho, South Dakota. My whole point was getting to the fact that it's that time of year when you're used to some snow starting to fall, Rob. I bet you're pretty happy to be here in Southern California now.
Yeah, it's damn hot out here. I love it.
You know, it's damn hot.
I'm still the thawing from college up there at Duluth. So shoot, man, it's been good to get out here. My wife and my kids, they're all over the community playing softball at the beach. So we're enjoying it. It's been a blessing to be here.
Rob, let's talk about your defense here. I mean, this has been the thing that has, I think, been the Aztec strength all season long. You guys are in the top 10 in a bunch of different categories defensively. What for you was the sign early on that you guys had a chance to have a pretty good defense?
Well, I don't know if there was necessarily a sign earlier. Honestly, I had some reservations because competing against Coach Lewis and that offense every day, you know, they really challenge you in a bunch of different ways, not only with their tempo, but really with how dialed up and how buttoned up their operation is. And so going through the spring and through fall camp, you know, I would say we had our fair share of days where we won the day, but I wasn't sure how that was going to translate once the lights came on. Now, I've been very impressed at the poise and the maturity of our group defensively, that they've been able to consistently answer the bell for, you know, what I think a 4-5 or 5-6 games here. But if you had told me we'd be giving up 12 a game right now, I would have been thrilled taking this job back last January.
Rob Orich is with us, his San Diego State defense leading the way, although, you know, look, you're getting some company in the headlines now, the way the offense has, you know, come to life here the last two games. I imagine you don't mind seeing them out on the field as often as possible, Rob. Keep your guys fresh.
Well, we see it in practice every day. They're a tough opponent, and it's funny the way this team has taken place through the recruiting process, through the transfer portal, and kind of the strengths of our team is, you know, we've really become more of a physical outfit than necessarily the razzle dazzle that maybe some people were expecting. But you got to give credit to Coach Lou and the staff that, hey, it's our job to find ways for our guys to win games at a high level. And that's the number one art of coaching is what do our guys do well? And so we've really leaned in to those things that have showed up.
Rob Orich joins us, Aztecs defensive coordinator here with us right now. And Rob, specifically watching your defense, you guys can cover on the outside. I mean, how much of a benefit is it to have some corners that when you guys go man up, you guys can cover the field the way you have it, you know, at least buying that defensive line even more time to get to the quarterback?
It's incredibly important. I have three kids. I love my three kids. Our two corners are right behind them. you know, we're a quarters-based operation for people who have watched us and studied us. And what I've been thrilled with is, you know, we obviously – you know, we dedicate enough hats to stop the run at a consistent level. That's a part of the DNA of the defense. But when you do that, you have to rely on your guys in the back in one-on-one situations.
Right.
And I think we're giving up 50% completion percentage right now. And it's not because we're, you know, skying the box and playing too high safeties all the time. It's because those guys are taking on the task and answering the bell. So credit to Coach Sumler. I think he's done an incredible job with our two corners. And then probably the biggest area of improvement for us has been our nickel position. Mm. And Eric Butler plays that for us, number six. And he was a free safety for us last year. And we saw his man coverage skills during the offseason through spring that we had to commit him full time to that nickel position. And it's really allowed us to open up what we do because we have three guys who can cover at an elite level.
Yeah, we should mention Coach Orch is with us. Hit the corner that he's in love with, or the corners he's in love with. One of them, Chris Johnson was just named the midseason All-American team. I mean, that's a pretty high praise, and it's pretty well-deserved. He's got two pick sixes and all kinds of other things. But as a defensive coordinator, Coach, I'm sure you're aware that he has those pick sixes as a result of everything everyone on this defense is doing. What is your philosophy in terms of putting your whole corner and secondary together and working it in concert with, you know, guys like Trey White and people rushing the passer?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the way that our defense has evolved is, you know, our secondary really complements our pass rush and vice versa. So what we're giving up front from Trey White and August and Niles King, you know, it's allowing our secondary to really play on first breaks of the receiver. And it allows them to be a little bit more aggressive and take a few more shots per game rather than having to play conservative, understanding the play is going to be 4 or 5 seconds.
It shouldn't be.
And so the way we've been able to flush quarterbacks and the effort we're getting from the D-line, I think those guys have worked well in harmony together. And so for us, we got to keep that going. We got to keep that going. Only six games in right now. We got to keep playing at an elite level.
Is that the kind of idea moving forward? Obviously, you're only six games in, a lot of season left to go. But I imagine you see more potential for this defense to get even better. How does that look moving forward?
Yeah, you're spot on. Every day we come in and we evaluate, you know, what fundamentally can we continue to get better at? And technically, how can we play a call or a adjustment cleaner? And for us, as we self-scouted ourselves over the past week, there's a bunch of areas of improvement. And so we've dodged some bullets through execution or lack of execution of the opponent, but we're constantly evaluating ourselves and trying to make ourselves more difficult to prepare for. And I think we have a good plan heading into the game this coming weekend against the team up north. We don't say their name in this building.
I love it.
You're going to see a few more wrinkles out of our defense that maybe you haven't seen weeks 1 through 6.
Well, I'm glad I know that because I've been giving them a name mention, but I will not do that any longer the rest of the week, Rob.
We don't say that name in this
building. I love that. I absolutely love it. Rob Orich is with us. All right, I want to ask about some of your strategies moving forward, but I can't help but ask you about our guy on this show is Dale Sean Staley, and that is because prior to his season last year, he and a couple of other kids came into studio one day.
Yeah.
He is a communication major, I'm sure you're aware, and we were so impressed with this guy. He practically took over the show. Tony and I just sat on the sidelines, and he ran the show for us. But I was so happy to see him. He got a Player of the Week earlier this year, and it really seems like he's coming into his own. Talk about some of his leadership in on this defense.
Dale's the best. And, you know, Dale Sean's a young dude from Blue Springs, Missouri, that is out here on the West Coast and kind of living 1,500 miles, 2,000 miles away from all his loved ones and his little siblings. So what part of what makes Dale Sean great is, you know, he's away from a lot of people that are in his, like, immediate family. But every day he comes to work with the same attitude. He's at practice, getting better. He's been an absolute rock for us. I think he's played over 450 snaps this year when you combine defense and special teams. By far number one on our team. Dude, you can just trust that kid. You can trust that kid. And he's been a really fun part of his family to go into battle with.
Yeah, we're excited for everything that's happened. You got two Aztecs for life here. You know, Tony and I and Amanda. You know, to see you guys having this success is fantastic. And we were just saying, I mean, the chips, you kind of keep putting more chips on the table now because, you know, every game it gets a little bit more at stake. But I know this is just the way you guys want it. I cannot let you leave because I gave your offensive coordinator the same business. But apparently you have to be hair challenged with a beard to be one of the top coaches on this staff. Is that?
Yeah. I'm not a traditionally good looking human. And,
I wasn't going there.
We all have strengths and weaknesses. But, you know, we do what we can with what we got. And, you know, Scott Van Pelt is a bald man. Charles Barkley, we're making a comeback.
That's right.
You tell him, Rob. Well, best of luck, man. Good luck this weekend against those guys up from there and come back from there with another win. We look forward to it, and hopefully we'll catch up with you guys down the road. Thank you, sir.
All right, you guys are the best, man. We'll talk to you.
Very good. Rob Orich right there. That great awesome. Interview. The defensive coordinator, I love the way he answered. Not that last question was funny,
yeah,
but just all of them.
We're not giving that team up north
no
any
that,
names.
And the fact that he just talked about, you know what, well, you know, I bring my outfit out there and I match it up against Coach Lewis's outfit every week, and, you know, they're a tough nut to crack. And I mean, that's great. You can tell.
There's competition amongst themselves right now.
And iron sharpens iron, as the old saying. So I think it's going to be a good test this week. I know that they got a good club up there, and it's tough to win up there. But, you know, like I said, continue pushing it and see where this takes us. There was a mention in a weekly story. There's a weekly story in the UT that's not written by Kirk. It's written by one of the Southern California writers about all of the teams that are going to be in the Pac-12 next year. And each week they update all the teams. And they got the Aztecs in there with Boise State and Washington State. And they kind of, but for the first time, it said, you know, it's not out of the realm that one of these teams, especially San Diego State, could get into the playoff if things go their way.
We've
already talked about the Tony. We want to think of it in the back of our mind, but don't want to jinx it.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
Good stuff. Rob Orich right there, defensive coordinator, San Diego State, not from Bemidji, Minnesota. We've got to get that ironed out as well. Poor Jamie's probably really upset. If I know Jamie the way I do, he likes to get all that. He likes to have all his T's crossed and I's dotted. All right, more Gwen and Chris coming up. I believe we have a little Chris versus the fans. So dial in, play some trivia, 833-288-0973. Jerry Seinfeld concert could be in your future.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.